Online consumers face a new threat this year, a tremendous growth in phishing, spelled with a PH. Phishers use email messages to lure users to a fake website. There, consumers are tricked into giving up valuable information, such as bank accounts and PIN numbers. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the threat has grown as the would-be thieves use automated software tools to distribute their messages.
Phishing websites are so convincing, so real-looking, many consumers don't even recognize them as scams. That makes it tough to measure just how many phishing messages have been sent. So Aviva Leighton of Gartner Research did a survey.
So my estimate is that just about every single person who has an email account has gotten one at one point.
Now, many of those people recognize those emails as scams, as bogus requests to supply personal information, so they ignored them. But Leighton says many of the 5,000 consumers she surveyed admitted they'd been hoodwinked.
So that means about 3 to 5% of the consumers who get these emails actually give their information away to phishers, and that's a really good response rate, much better than direct advertising, by the way.
And the success rate rises as more emails are sent out. So phishers have turned their art into what's known as a blended threat. They start with spam, unsolicited email, then they add a Trojan horse, a sneak attack that turns innocent computers into mindless zombies that can be commanded to blindly spew more spam without the user's knowledge. Peter Cassidy is with the Anti-Phishing Working Group, an industry collaboration.
The last reports we had, our analysts said what we see here is surges in phishing attacks that indicate they've gotten their hands on tools to drive these attacks through entire zombie networks.
If the specter of zombie networks of phishers makes you want to bury your computer and hide, don't despair. Online industries are fighting back. Internet service providers like Earthlink say they've learned how to respond quickly to phishing attacks. Les Seagraves is the company's chief privacy officer.
We can block access to any site. We can block access to the site immediately, whereas banks and other companies don't control how their customers connect to the Internet.
But with hundreds of new attacks every month, some will succeed. Some consumers will give away their personal information. That problem underscores the need to move beyond the single password or PIN that many consumers hold on to for years. Some security experts say it's time to move to what's known as two-factor authentication. RSA Security has developed a way to add a second entry code that's very hard to steal. RSA's John Worrell says the company has developed a neat little gadget called a Secure ID Key Fob Authenticator.
It's on your keychain, much like a remote entry device to your car would be. And that six-digit number actually changes every 60 seconds. So it adds a dynamic factor that the phishers cannot come back and use 5 minutes later or 5 hours later or 5 days later.
Worrell says that millions of people are already using these things for secure access to bank accounts, to corporate networks, even to some America Online accounts. These tactics can limit the damage caused by phishing for big companies, but Gartner's Aviva Leighton says phishers are already responding by trolling for suckers at unprotected companies.
They're also going downstream, attacking smaller businesses that don't have the same kind of fraud controls that large ones do. They're going into smaller banks that don't screen loan applicants as well as big banks do.
So the price will always be highest for the unknowing consumers who fall victim to phishing, since many never realize just how their identities have been stolen. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.